Good day, everybody. Albert J. Hernandez, the Untamed Chef for Agnet West. And welcome to the California Kitchen, where you can learn how to cook in under 3 minutes or less. I'm your host with the most. Let's get started. A very special thanks to my sponsor for this segment, National Raisin Company. When it comes to dry fruit, we do everything under the sun. Don't let the name fool you. We are much more than raisins. www.nationalraisincompany.com. So my fourth recipe for us this week is a really awesome recipe that not only is easy, but it's a lot of fun. I make this a lot with my sons, and they really enjoy it. This is creamy baked peas with three cheese au gratin. Very, very easy. Let's get started. What we need first are 4 cups of peas. Now, what I like to do is I don't want to just put raw peas into this. So we want to actually put a little bit of flavor on here. So we're going to put 4 cups of peas, a half an onion, and I'm going to be using a little bit of garlic seasoning. And this is so cool. You can use granulated garlic, or you can use the dehydrated garlic. I prefer the granulated garlic because you're going to get a flavor that you can really control, especially with the salt and pepper. Whereas I've done this before with dehydrated garlic, I don't want it to be too strong because peas are very light, delicate flavor, so we don't want them to be overpowered by anything. They are the star of the dish. So we're going to use a little bit of granulated garlic to taste, salt and pepper to taste. I'm going to go ahead and saute this up, and I want to saute this for about, I'd say, you know what, maybe about 2 minutes. I don't want to overcook the peas, so we want to make sure we're mixing and moving our pan constantly while this recipe is happening. We're going to add 3 cups of cream, 1 cup of cheddar cheese, 1 cup of Parmesan cheese, 1 cup of feta cheese. We're going to go ahead and let that all reduce down. Then I'm going to put that into a baking pan. And once that's in the baking pan or baking dish, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to make sure first I spray that with some non-sticking cooking spray, because this stuff gets really bubbly and really sticky, and it's sometimes a pain in the neck to clean. But I'll make it real easy for everybody. So once we go ahead and we spray our baking dish that we're going to use, we're going to put our oven to 425 degrees. I'm going to add 2 cups of fresh panko breadcrumbs over the top of this. I'm going to drizzle a little bit of Arbasana olive oil, and we're going to go ahead and put that in the oven. And while that's cooking in the oven, we can wipe everything down. We can make sure that we're always cleaning. One thing I love to do is make sure that everybody is cooking and cleaning at the same time. And if you don't know what that means, trust me, this Untamed style of cooking, you will learn. So that'll take about probably 15 minutes to do its thing. Once it comes out, it's going to be absolutely gorgeous, crispy on the top, soft in the middle. You will love it. For this and many more of my recipes, follow me at www.ajhtheuntamedchef.com. As always, this is Albert J. Hernandez. You can call me the Untamed Chef for Agnet West.